Welcome to the ultimate 10-minute guide to minimalism. I'm doing this all in just 10 minutes. It's going to be basically all my experience dredged up in a nutshell. So what I want to say about minimalism that helped me out, and now you're probably wondering, you practice minimalism is what you're trying to ask yourself? This guy does? He's got all sorts of shit behind him. Well, also it's because I'm cleaning up a few things. Second, yeah, my kitchen's a mess. I know. But the good thing is everything's vacuumed. So what I'm trying to say is the beauty about minimalism, and I don't do a lot of episodes about it, but I think it's time I do just one guide to how it works, at least my mentality behind it. And honestly, there's plenty of philosophies behind how to implement minimalism effectively. This is just one of many. I recommend trying to figure out what other people do, because what works for me probably won't work for you. Maybe it will, but I'm an odd duck. Anyway. So one thing I like to do is I do like to set a timer. I have a kitchen timer that I keep in my refrigerator. So when I'm cleaning up the place, looking for things to either donate or throw away, I have a 15-minute timer. Sometimes I do 10 minutes. I like to see what I could do in 10 minutes. But you'd be surprised how many dishes you could do when you're timing yourself, how many drawers you can clear out. The whole point is try to keep things to the essentials. Now we usually have a lot of things, a lot of backup items to our items. The only exception I make to this rule is with computers. I make sure, like, for instance, I got a few laptops, because if one computer goes down, I do need another laptop to keep the business running that I'm running. Because it's important. I like keeping this channel up. So if it's functional to a business that you're operating, then yes, have backups. But honestly, for most things, you don't really need a backup for. Vacuum cleaner, I don't need vacuum cleaner behind me. I don't need a backup for it. I don't need two vacuum cleaners. If it breaks down, I make sure I have the money sitting to the side that'll allow me to get another one if I need it. That's just an example. So try not to have backups of items. Try not to own too many things. Look at things that, I stole this from the minimalists. It's the spontaneous combustion rule. Take a look at something and ask yourself, well, if this spontaneously combusted, would I really give a shit, or would I even try to replace it? If the answer is no to both of those things, then, donate it or throw it away. If you feel like it might be useful to someone else, definitely donate it. But if it is useless or it is a piece of garbage, throw it away. I think the thing is, learning minimalism is one thing. Unlearning hoarding behavior is another. I have to admit, I come from a long line of people who are way too into material items. I think a part of that's within my DNA somehow. Luckily, the only items that I am into are my computer, some of the tools I have, and that's about it. It's still like general technology that lets me do things. that's the way I look at it. It's a simple way to look at it. So keep essential things, I think, is the most smartest thing you could do. It's also good to try to sell things off that you just no longer have use for. I highly considered selling my PS4 recently, and I don't do anything on there. I think I do more stuff on my desktop computer than I do on my PS4. So I'm sure somebody out there would probably buy my PS4 for a pretty penny. I got to make sure that thing still works, though. I got to test it out. But yeah, like things like a PS4, I don't really use a lot of stuff anymore. I pretty much just use anything that gives me, functionality in my life, that gives me an advantage, gives me a real return on investment. This computer that I use gives me a real return on investment, allows me to create multiple videos that I distribute to the podcast, distribute to YouTube and Rumble. So yeah, you find things that are essential to you. That's really important. Some behaviors that you can unlearn, though. So behaviors you can unlearn would be like, what do you call it? When you're struggling here, give me a second, folks. is definitely hoarding behavior. But what sort of hoarding behavior are you trying to eliminate? Because a lot of people in my family cling on to things that just don't make any sense. They're like the just in case items. There's a lot of just in case items that you don't really need, I think. And it's good to have backups for some things, but you got to prioritize what really needs a backup. You know, it's good to have things that'll help you out in a pinch. For instance, emergency items, first aid kits are good. Always have like a first aid kit on hand. That's important. Things that, you know, just in case things do matter. But you don't need backup items for your normal everyday use items. Like, for instance, if you have a first aid kit, you don't need a backup first aid kit. You just need the first aid kit. If you have battery problems in your car, you need a battery backup thing. I've recently experienced this. It's a little frustrating. I do admit I do have like a backup phone that if I ever really got super duper duper desperate, I do have a backup phone that I can use. But either way, phones are cheap as shit. I could get a flip phone for like dirt cheap, you know, stuff like that. Yeah, I don't know. It is good to have a backup phone, I think, in today's age, though, just because, you know, they just come in handy. Phones really do come in handy. What else? But yeah, unlearning behavior is really the key. Learning minimalism is very easy for the most part. It takes practice. You want to just take, honestly, walking around with a trash bag and asking yourself the combustion rule. I looked at stuff. I was like, I don't fucking need this. I got pissed that I had certain things too, by the way. I threw it away. Sometimes it takes getting pissed. Like, you got to get a little pissed at yourself if you're kind of hoarding, you know, if you're a hoarder. Gotta get a little bit pissed at yourself. I'm not telling you that to be like, I'm not saying you're a bad person. Just want to let everybody know you're not a bad person. But you got to make yourself feel bad about it. Like, I think the thing is, I do think shame does matter in certain equations. And I think when it comes to forcing yourself to minimalize, because if you don't feel some form of shame, I don't think you're going to change. Like, when I found certain things in my closet, I was just like, why do I have all these things? Why do I have all these fucking wires? Why do I need these? They don't even belong to anything. It's just in case items. I got to get rid of those. So just like, there's just a lot of things that, you know, that just you don't need. And I think donating's good. Donating's a really good thing. The more people can donate, the better. I'm frequently donating all the time whenever I can. It's something that's fun for me. I get addicted to it. Yeah, I think you guys should get addicted to donating too, whether it's items. I think it's a good thing. But I think you shouldn't. What I'm trying to say is try to avoid accumulating items. Too many things. Keep it down to the essentials. I only have, well, I have multiple shirts, but like this shirt right here is my primary shirt. I have seven shirts just like this one. Same color, same style. Large, tall, navy blue heather. Boom. Right there. That's kind of become my uniform. Every single episode that you see me in, I have the same blue shirt now. It's kind of actually a good thing because people, it's a recognizable look. When people view my videos, they become more comfortable with me because I'm always wearing the same shirt, or they just think I'm disgusting and I'm wearing the same shirt every day. I do have like seven of this exact shirt. And I also have three black pair of this shirt as well. So I got 10 of the same type of shirt. Not very much, no variety though in colorways. I'm such a basic man. I find nothing. There's not a lot of things I find aesthetically pleasing. Like I just don't seek out aesthetics. I don't know. I think there might be some sort of malfunction in my brain. I'm lucky because that allows me to be a minimalist very easy when you don't give a shit what anything looks like. You know, all I want is empty space. Like, that sounds crazy, but I think the reason people, we fall in love with consumerism is we are trying to fill a hole. And we think that buying stuff to fill that hole in our soul is what we need. I don't know. I've just never believed it. So, I don't know. I think the one thing is a lot of unlearning. You know, it's so funny. The older I get, the more I realize there's a lot to learn, obviously. But there is so much to unlearn. There's so much to get rid of out of your mind. So many bad habits that you learn over the years. So much shitty advice you take in. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff you got to unlearn. There's a lot of stuff you got to take out of your brain. You know, so deprogramming yourself, that's a pain in the ass. But it's fun. It can be. But yeah, overall, what's a boy to do? Yeah, trying to think of any other helpful fatherly advice for all you people. Fatherly. Water. But, yeah, I can't really think of anything else. You know, don't own a lot of things that take up space. Own things that give you something back that don't take up a lot of space. Stocks is a great example. One of the reasons I became so addicted with owning stocks is because I get to own a company without that company taking up any space in my life. You know, sweet. Like, really, that's cool. And then I get paid a dividend. Sweet. So, I don't know. I find no joy in materialism. At least on a massive scale. I do like some form of materialism, obviously. I mean, I love using this microphone. It's not a part of my identity. Maybe it is. I don't know. Only time will tell. Maybe it has become. But, like, you know, this computer, I love using this computer. But I can't say that I love all these objects. I love using these objects. And I'm thankful that they're around. Don't get me wrong. There's multi layers of gratitude here. Straight up. So I'm a lucky guy. I love doing this. I've worked very hard in my life. You know? I mean, some people probably wouldn't think so. But, like, the position I'm in at work, I've worked my caboose off. Like, I rarely take days off. Well, I mean, I take 2 days off in a row, obviously, like Saturdays and Sundays. But, like, every day that I work, I am working. Like, I'm really working. So that's one thing people don't realize. So it's fun, though. I think, anyway, I'm trying not to go overboard. So I said this would be 10 minutes. It's been 13. And I just want to say thank you guys for sticking with me. But yeah, those are the basic rules. I wouldn't say there's any real structure to what I just went over, but remember, you got to unlearn a lot of hoarding behavior. That's a big deal. You got to see what your parents and grandparents were doing, what were their bad habits, and what sort of good habits can you replace with the shitty habits that you've obtained through, I don't know, heredity or watching them over the years. So, you know, you got to unlearn things. The best way to unlearn things is learn better habits that you can replace the bad habits with. You can never get rid of a bad habit. You can only add a new habit to eventually replace the bad one. That's pretty much it. I don't ever try to get rid of bad habits. I just try to find better ones, better habits. And then those better habits eventually overtake the shitty habits, and the shitty habits usually don't rear their ugly head again. Boom. Anyway, thank you guys. I'm out.